Good morning and happy new year to you all. Pray that your first few days, first 2 days have been a blessing for you. Just a couple of announcements before we get started. First, we'll be taking down the decorations this afternoon, beginning around 1. So if you have any time, you can show up and be helpful. That would be great. And as you pay attention to the church schedule and the bulletin, the church office will be closed tomorrow, and then for the rest of the year, we're back on normal schedule. And we have Darlene Steiners here from the Mission Committee to share about our Mission of the Month project.
Good morning. Imagine going down to your basement, and on the bottom step, you find the floor covered with 6 inches of water. Maybe the water is clean, maybe it's muddy, or maybe it's sewer water. You would probably go upstairs, find your shop vac, some cleaning supplies, a gallon of bleach, and your waterproof boots. Or maybe you look at it and just decide you're going to call an emergency cleanup company and have them clean it up for you. Can you imagine that instead of a flooded basement, you are trying to recover from a fire, a tornado, a hurricane, or a flood? You don't have any supplies, you have no water or electricity. January Mission a Month is emergency cleanup buckets with Church World Service. Church World Service collects 5-gallon buckets with resealable lids filled with cleaning supplies and stores them for future emergency use. In the event of a disaster or emergency, they can quickly be delivered to that location. The list of items placed in the 5-gallon buckets is listed in the January Visitor. Each bucket is valued at about $75. We are not collecting items to fill the buckets, only monetary gifts. For each $75 given to January Mission a Month, one kit will be underwritten and kept in storage by Church World Service until they are needed. On line 11 of the weekly offering envelopes, you can indicate MAM or Mission a Month, or for online giving, designate Church World Service. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. I find it interesting that an insurance agent was talking about disaster recovery. In our worship this morning, we begin by reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 16 through 17. In a time when many were questioning Jesus and this change that he was bringing about, and Jesus says these words, "No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved." So the theme of our worship this morning is the old is gone, we are stepping into the new, and we have to be recreated in the love and the grace of Christ as we go into this new year. Let's bow in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for all of the teachings of Jesus, and this morning we thank you for these words about the old and the new. Lord, we pray that your Spirit and the grace of our Lord and Savior would touch our hearts, our souls this day, that we would be open to change and open to renewal as we step in not only to the new year, but into this next day. Lord, we bring our worship, we bring ourselves to you in glory. Amen. Thank you.
invite you to stand as you're able. Our responsive reading for the call to worship will be in three parts for the leader, pastor, and the people. The afflictions and wanderings of the past year can weigh us down, and our souls can be downcast as we remember them.
We must call the Lord's faithfulness to mind and have hope.
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for
His compassions are new every morning, for great is the Lord's faithfulness to us.
God has come to us in Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have love and grace.
So I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I wait for Him.
So let us sing of the Lord's faithfulness with number 43, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Now let us affirm our faith together with the Apostles' Creed, which you can find at the back cover of the hymnal or on the screen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
One addition for the list of concerns on the back of the worship bulletin, to be praying for Missy Warnke, who had been hospitalized for a few days this past week due to some blood clots. And she is very thankful that the treatment that she received took care of those clots, but further follow-up will happen. So we pray for her healing. Let's bow before the Lord. Lord, in the words of the hymn that we have sung this morning, we recognize, we acknowledge, we are aware of your great faithfulness to us. Lord, your faithfulness to us does not mean that we are protected from problems and troubles, but your faithfulness to us is that you love us, and the power of your Holy Spirit and the grace and love of your Son abide with us as we cope with the situations of life. Lord, we thank you for the times of praise. We thank you for the days of enjoyment. We also thank you for the trials and the testings that strengthen our faith and our reliance upon you. Lord, as we worship this day, we are mindful of the sacrament of Holy Communion, a sacrament that has been given to us and ordained by Jesus himself to remind us to open up ourselves, to bear our souls to you in the aspect of confession. And in the promise of your forgiveness, we have the work of repentance to do. Lord, as you create us new every morning, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, that we can be set free, that we don't have to live with guilt and shame, but we can hold our hearts up and we can worship you and praise you. And you, we can walk and travel about this earth in the witness of your light and your love. So, Lord God, in our time of worship, we thank you. In our time of worship, we pray for the coming day, for the coming new year. Lord, we pray that as the past has gone, we set aside that past. And then, Lord, with your grace and power, we look towards the future. And as a congregation in worship this day, we pray for those on our list of concerns. Lord, we pray for Cameron and Kristen and their young son, Kaiden. We pray for Ed and Julie Roofer as they grieve the loss of little Callie. But Lord, we pray that your spirit, your son would continue to give them that promise and that hope of everlasting life. We pray for Leah as she's had another episode, and Lord, we pray for perseverance, and we pray for her healing. We lift up to you, Jody. We pray for Ann, who has had better days this last week, and we continue to pray for her recovery. We pray for Gretchen. We pray for Matt and Mary Lynn Pardee as they continue to persevere through this time. And Lord, we pray for Missy, and we pray for her husband, Tony. Lord, we pray that the medical care would continue to bring healing, and we pray that their hearts and their minds would be at peace in your faithfulness to them. And Lord, in our time of worship, we unite in the prayer of our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
How blessed are we once again to celebrate the Promised One. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who is born for us. God loved us so much that the Messiah also died for us, and we are able to worship our resurrected Savior, who cleanses all our sins and reconciles the world. Glory to God. Our first scripture I will be reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 through 7. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then he go quickly to tell his disciples. He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." And our second scripture is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21. "So, from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old hath gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us a message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." This is God's holy word.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. We have one brave one. We had a problem at the 8 o'clock service, so I got to do a little different. Hi, Allie. It's just you and me. I'm glad you came up. Do you know what this is? That's a bottle of water. In this green bottle is a bottle of Sprite. All right? And one of the passages says, if we are in Christ, we are a new creation. And I'm going to demonstrate that with these two jars. I'm going to open up this little bottle of water, and I'm going to pour it in this glass. Pretty simple. This was the test at 8 o'clock. I had a young girl open this up for me, and it exploded on her. So we're going to go, can you hear that? Is it making noise? It's making a little. Oh, look at those bubbles come. I was prepared. But she forgave me. So we opened up this bottle of Sprite, and we're going to pour it into this glass. And you can see that foam. Those are the bubbles in this bottle of Sprite. And as we look, they're the same color. This is a glass of water and a glass of Sprite. They look the same, except here there are some bubbles that kind of fizz up in the glass. And this kind of demonstrates what's it mean. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. We can be before Christ. We can be like this bottle of just ordinary water. It just kind of flat and sits there. But if we look at this, we heard some noise and it fizzes up. And that's kind of like having Christ in us. Christ in us gives us bravery to come up here and sit with Pastor Eric this whole time. And in Christ, we have his love as we know how to treat one another. All right, let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you for the gift of Jesus, and we pray that Allie continues to grow in faith. Lord, may she not only have you inside her, but may she be a light of Christ to others. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up, Allie. Let's pray over the sharing of our offerings. Lord God, in this time of worship, we not only bring ourselves, but we also bring our offerings and our tithes to be a light to the world, to extend the ministry of the kingdom and the ministry through this church. In Christ we pray. Amen. I invite our ushers to come forward.
I invite you to rise as you are able for our sermon hymn. We'll be singing Trust and Obey, the first, third, and fifth verses. It's number 349 in your hymnal, if you wish.
Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, in the teaching of this morning, we pray for the power and the authority and the wisdom of your Holy Spirit to rest upon us all as we share, as we listen, as we grow in faith. To give you praise and glory, we pray. In the name of Christ, amen.